Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This week has been a busy one with me interviewing Lovers Rock stalwarts Carol Thompson and Sandra Cross, and I also got to interview the legend that is Jazzy B for future shows. If you want to check out more information regarding Jamaica and its place in the world, you can log on to the website, which is howjamaicaconqueredtheworld.com, or you can subscribe to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/howjamaica, or even follow us on Twitter, where we are How Jamaica.
How Jamaica Conquered the World is officially endorsed by Jamaica 50.
This is the story of how one small island conquered the world.
Jamaican patois.
And a fair start, Asafa Powell. Usain Bolt is also out well. Here they come down the track. Usain Bolt!
It's a story of music, sport, and style. How its rhythms, athletes, and language went global.
Pull up, pull up!
This is how Jamaica conquered the world.
You behave yourself now. Don't give grandmama any trouble at all. You hear me? As soon as I get my landing papers, I send for you. I promise you it won't take long.
I saw an advertisement in the newspaper. Okay. So there were agencies that on the island that were advertising for housekeepers and nannies for Canada.
My name's Joyce Brown. I live in Birmingham in England. On one hand, I was excited. I wasn't happy to leave Jamaica. I was excited because it was, you know, going to this place that I read about in books, you know, wondering what it was like, having mental pictures in my mind about what it was like.
I came to Canada in 1963, and in 1964 I moved from Saskatchewan to Toronto. The evening of my first day in Toronto, and was picked up by a policeman and taken to jail. It was after I was released and was told about the Jamaican Canadian Association. I went to them on the Sunday, attended their general meeting, and told them my story. The president, Mr. Williams, got involved, sent letters to the necessary leaders of the city, province, and country, and I was given an apology for the inconvenience.
Well, first of all, Jamaicans have been migrating in very large numbers from the 1880s when we went to build the Costa Rican Railroad, so it's not anything new for us.
The Jamaican migration to the United States is not recent. We Jamaicans have been coming here since over the last 200 years, actually.
In those days when people were leaving Jamaica to go abroad, it was a big thing, especially for people who lived in small districts in Jamaica. You find that the whole family would go to the airport with whoever it was who was leaving.
Arrivals at Tilbury. The Empire Windrush brings to Britain 500 Jamaicans. Many are ex-service men who know England. They serve this country well. In Jamaica, they couldn't find work. Discouraged but full of hope, they sailed for Britain, citizens of the British Empire coming to the mother country with good intent.
And they had a rough time, didn't have anywhere to sleep. They had to put them in an air raid shelter in Brixton. And that's how the Brixton community started. But after that, they got jobs.
Well, I came to England because my dad had been here since 1960. And I remember when he was leaving, he told us that he was only coming for 5 years maximum and that he would soon be back.
I mean, I left Jamaica actually in 62, the 1st of September, right after independence, right after. And so I was coming to some place where I felt comfortable with the language.
My name is Janet Bryan. I remember being only one of maybe three or four other black children in school. I think it was at the time when quite a lot of children were coming over from Jamaica to join their parents, and I was one of maybe three or four in my school. I remember feeling quite isolated. I didn't have any friends. I think the other Jamaican children, the other newly arrived children, were older than me. Then there was a language issue. Teachers seemed to were not able to understand me.
My name is Melissa Rowe. I was born in Jamaica in a small village in the western part of the island. I came to Canada in 1970 in the middle of the FLQ crisis. When I arrived at the airport, there were soldiers and guns everywhere. And I thought, oh, this is not what I signed up for. It was quite cold. So I came to work with a British family. There were four children, and two of them were twins. And they were outside waiting for me. But I was also quite afraid of the people that I was going to be working for, because I've never had contact with white people that close up.
I'm Anthony Johnson, Jamaican High Commissioner to the Court of St. James. We've had several migrations to the United States. We had one just after World War I. Now, that's the one in which Colin Powell's mother and that crew, they came up in the early 1920s. And so there is a second generation or third generation of America, of Jamaicans in the United States now. I was there with a group of four, the first four Jamaicans to go to UCLA, and the other three are still there. I'm the only one that's back.
There is a sense of isolation in a way, because in the Caribbean, if you have two jobs, you know that you have people looking after your kids, but that's not always possible here. But you still need to have the two jobs to provide for your family, so the children are left a lot more on their own. And of course, that also leads to peer pressure, to the young people getting into trouble.
Everywhere was just covered in this snow, and I was like, oh my God, you know, what is that? You know, that must be snow. I said to my mom, and she says, yes, I suppose, yes, it must be snow. And we were freezing cold, and I remember I had on my best Sunday dress, which was, you know, made of organza, which was totally inappropriate for this weather. But, you know, I felt like $1 million in it, because it was a beautiful dress. And so we shivered all the way from the airport to Birmingham. And when we got to Birmingham, this place is just full of factories, because all I remember seeing were just smoke coming from chimneys. We thought there were all factories, not knowing that those chimneys were actually the houses. We arrived in Birmingham and it was a joyous reunion with my dad.
Up we go into the wild sky yonder. Keep the wings level and true. If you live to be a great-haired wonder, meet the Lord, hallelujah.
Jamaicans also came in the 1940s, when we had World War II.
Many American men had to go off to fight war, and Jamaicans came, many as laborers, to work in the on the farms, especially the Connecticut area, and they stayed. Again, in the region of between 10 to 15,000.
Now, may I ask you your name?
Lord Kitchener.
Lord Kitchener. And I'm told that you are really the king of calypso singers, is that right?
Yes, that's well,
now,
so
will
true.
You sing for us?
Right now.
Yes.
London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia, or Australia, but you must come back to London City. Well, believe me, I am speaking broad-mindedly. I am glad to know my mother country. I've been traveling the countries years ago, but this is the place I wanted to know, darling London. This is the place for me.
We are now looking at a diaspora in the region of 3 million.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.